Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio.
Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to be in the business of creating small miracles for people in your network. It's a great way to keep your network strong and to use your influence for good. Today's tip, like another one this week, comes from Rachel Rogers' book, We Should All Be Millionaires. Rogers talks about ways that people from all sorts of backgrounds can create serious wealth. So we all know that opportunities come to people who are well-networked. Most people also know a fair number of people, just by working at various places over the years, or meeting people casually, or whatever. But unfortunately, the reality is that these networks tend not to be automatically strong. We meet people, and then we all forget about each other. So if you are looking to up your networking game, Rogers recommends reconnecting with the community you already have. Now, of course, this might be easier said than done. As Rogers says, we have every excuse not to invest in our non-familiar relationships. We are busy. We are tired. We are Netflixing. However, she says, if you want to have meaningful relationships to call on in both good times and bad, you are going to have to reconnect and recommit to building those relationships. And it doesn't need to take all your time. Rogers notes that a great way to reconnect with old friends and colleagues is to communicate. As the saying goes, to get a friend, be a friend. Rather than just reaching out to say, hey, thinking of you, reach out to say, I mentioned you on my podcast. I nominated you for an award. I referred a client to you. Hope that's cool. I popped something into the mail for you. Rogers says, be generous and create small miracles for people, and they'll become loyal friends for life. So I like this mindset of small miracles. Most of us have at least some ability to do something of value for the people we know, if we put some thought into it and look for opportunities. So, be on the hunt. If you see that a former colleague has written an article for an industry publication, share it with your professional community, and then let him know that you did it. If a friend or professional acquaintance is selling something you are reasonably interested in, like a book or a short course, buy it and let the person know you did. Everyone loves making a sale. If that intriguing person you met at a conference mentions that she has an Etsy store, buy presents for people there. Think of people who might like to be introduced to each other. If you've got an interesting meeting, you might bring along a younger colleague, if it makes sense. If someone is hosting an event, attend and bring another person to guarantee that at least three people will be there. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with telling people that you are thinking about them. But in general, it doesn't take too much more time and effort or money to do something that shows you really were thinking about them. What goes around tends to come around. So get in the habit of creating small miracles for people. A true network is built on generosity. And knowing that you can be generous can actually help you feel quite wealthy. And as Rachel Rogers says, we should all be millionaires. This is one way to feel like one. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Thanks for listening to Before Breakfast. If you've got questions, ideas, or feedback, you can reach me at laura@lauravandercam.com. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartMedia. For more podcasts from iHeartMedia, please visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners, I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.